Good evening, Phil.
Embarrassing for you?
No, not at all. I'm a mother standing up for her family.
And tell me what happened.
Well, Phil, this was escalated by the store itself and by store personnel. I was in this store. I've been told not to mention the name of it, and I won't. But we were in the store today purchasing some provisions. There is something called Y2K, which is approaching. We were getting some bottled water. We had one case of two-gallon jugs. Actually, we had two cases of the two-gallon jugs of bottled water. They told us that they were limiting the sale of the two-gallon jugs to one case. Now, I need to explain something to you before we get a little bit further into this story. I have three boys. I have a husband. We use a lot of water. We obviously would use it for cooking, for bathing, for drinking. We do drink an awful lot of water. And we are mindful of what our country possibly will go through on January 1st if the Y2K millennium, so-called millennium bug, is as serious as many people say that it will be. My husband believes that it's important for us to stock up. That's what we were doing. My husband also believes that it's important for people like us to survive should there be something serious that happens to our country, and that our sons need to survive, because God forbid, and I say this, Phil, in a worst-case scenario, but if we needed to repopulate for whatever reason, I think we need reliable and dependable people, and we need responsible people to repopulate with. And we do consider ourselves to be in that category.
So, well, what does all of this have to do with you taking more water than the store wanted you to take?
I explained to this woman that you're mentioning.
Colleen Branch, she's an assistant manager?
Yes. She, at no time did she even have the common courtesy to introduce herself. I explained to her that I was purchasing water for my husband and for my sons. I had two cases of the two-gallon jugs of water. She said they were limiting it to one case. I said, I understand that you need to limit this for the other customers, but I have three sons. I have a husband. My sons attend Western Estates Middle School. I have a younger son who attends Western Estates Elementary School. My husband has a very successful landscaping business. We are prominent members of the community, and I will be purchasing two cases. My husband believes that that was the proper thing to say to her. At that time, she said, again, we are only selling one case of the two-gallon jugs. I said, well, I am not removing that, and that's when she went to remove it.
So, the store assistant manager went to take the extra case of water out of your cart?
Yes, she did.
And that's when you grabbed her hair?
I simply grabbed the back of her hair to pull her away from the cart. That's when she reached over and grabbed my hair. And we essentially went toe-to-toe. You have to understand something, Phil. I'm a mother, and I have three sons. You never get between a woman and her children.
Yeah, but Bobby, I mean, here you are.
Phil, you never, ever get between a mother and her children. And this is something that is very prevalent in nature. And it's something that we all know about in nature. If you come upon a den where a mother is guarding her young, whether it is a wolf, a snake, I don't care what, and you try to get into that den, that mother is going to tear you to shreds, limb from limb, Phil. And she got between me and my sons.
Wait a minute. All right, now calm down for a minute, okay? You're in a store. The policy of the store was to only take one case of the two-gallon jugs. You took two cases.
I had two cases. I told her I have three sons who attend Western Estates.
No, I know where your sons go to school. The obvious thinking on your part is you deserve the water more than the other people.
Phil, we have something called Y2K coming up. We have...
I'm fully aware of Y2K. I know all about it.
Okay. There is a good possibility that we will be without running water and that it is going to be a free-for-all, and the strongest will survive.
And well, now you're talking like an idiot, okay?
I didn't call your program to be insulted.
No, but now you really are. Now you're talking like just a dime store idiot. The strongest will survive, for God's sake. We live in a civilization here. Act like a civilized human being, okay? We're only going to survive. We help each other. And everything that I have heard and read is that if anything happens, it will be moderate to mild at the very extreme. Now, what are you talking about?
I am talking about saving my family from what could be a disastrous Y2K event. It could be a non-event, you're right. But if what happens, what I think is going to happen, happens. Did you see the film Road Warrior? Yes, Phil. If it's necessary, if nuclear weapons go off as the result of a bad computer programming, I think those of us who are educated and those of us who have the means should survive.
All right, here is Fargo on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, I want to know, who the hell do you think you are, lady? For one, when there's a limit.
Yes, there is a limit for some of the people. I explained to the store manager.
You're some of the people. You are the people.
I explained to the store manager.
Hold on.
I explained to the store manager that
there is a limit for you. You are a person just like any other person.
I explained to the store manager that I had three sons and a husband at home.
There are people with more kids than you.
Yes, and look at those families, shall we?
They have to apply to that same limit you do.
Let's look at those families, shall we? More kids. Who are they? We don't know. Are they responsible? We don't know.
Are you responsible? We don't know.
My husband has a very successful landscaping business.
Does that store manager know that you are a responsible person? No.
I explained to them that my husband has a wildly successful landscaping business.
Anyone could explain anything. Anyone could explain they want to a store manager.
I've been a member of that store for 15 years.
Well, he still doesn't know that you're responsible. Have you sat down? Are you guys friends?
The fact of the matter is this. I am a mother of three boys. Don't get between a dog and his meat.
Were your children in the store at that time?
No, they were not.
Then there is no getting between you and your children. Ma'am, there is a limit. And another thing, as far as repopulating the earth, what is that?
That's what I'd like to know. What is that all about?
Do you think that you've been chosen to repopulate the entire earth, that you are the almighty being that will repopulate, that you and your husband are just...
You can laugh all you want, Mr. Hendry.
Well, it's funny. What is this repopulating? I mean,
Mr. Hendry, you know that computer problems can arise which would cause a mass launching of nuclear weapons. And then what are you going to say?
Oh, come on, for crying out loud. No, there's a manual override on every one of those systems. You think the Russians want those? Even if the Russians have got bad computers, they probably had a manual override on those things since about 6 months ago. So that they wouldn't even have to deal with that crap, all right?
Same thing
here in the United States. You can't even launch a missile without a key and a whole bunch of crap. I know. I saw Crimson Tide.
Oh, you saw Crimson Tide, so you know. Did the gentleman in Fargo, you see Crimson Tide, too?
You know what? I have actually been to an Air Force locally here.
Wow.
And in order for a missile to be launched... You have to turn not one key, but a six or seven keys simultaneously.
All I'm saying is if, and I told Mr. Hendry it's a big if there is a mass launching of nuclear weapons, if we have a problem, yes, don't you want responsible people repopulating the earth?
How do we know you're responsible? Who says it's going to be you?
I have told you that my sons attend a very prominent school.
Well?
They're very intelligent boys.
So?
My husband has a wildly successful landscaping business.
Because your sons attend a very prominent school,
mm-hmm.
and your husband
mm-hmm.
owns a very... That makes you responsible
mm-hmm.
people?
So when I'm proven right, don't bring your radioactive...
Hello?
Yes.
We lost her line. Is she there? Is the lady there?
Yes.
Go ahead.
You know,
when I'm proven right.
No, it's ridiculous.
Don't bring your radio
You are being utterly ridiculous. Getting into a hair-pulling fight with a manager over a couple of bottles of water.
Because you need that water to repopulate the earth. Let's not forget that.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever lost clumps of hair?
Yes, actually I have.
It's not pretty, is it?
No, it's not.
No, it's not. That's what happens with radiation poisoning.
And would you get off of the radiation poisoning,
What's with the radiation poisoning?
The mass launching of missiles.
The mass launching of missiles, okay? This is what she's worried about, that when it trips over to zero, all the freaking computers are going to go ape, and they're going to launch all the missiles, okay?
Okay.
Is that what you're worried about?
We're not going to drink heavy water.
Are you a believer in God?
You get splotchy, too. Am I a believer in who?
God.
Oh, that. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Would you not think that if he made individuals intelligent enough to form a computer...
If he made individuals what?
Intelligent enough to make a computer, because he gave us that gift. Because he gives everyone...
Well, then you better pray to God that he fixes the damn things, because they're about to go haywire.
No, he also gives you the intelligence for mankind that have studied this for years to be able to control this.
Mm-hmm.
There may be a few little glitches in a few little something like that.
God,
but there's not going to be nuclear missiles going off.
God,
there's not going to be any of that, because no matter what anybody thinks, everybody wants to live. Do you think Russia's going to send off a nuclear missile because they know that we'll send off one too?
God also made computers, and look what happened. Listen, I have a friend of mine. She just got a jury duty notice from the County of Los Angeles, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Jury duty for the year 1900. Excuse me, but that was 99 years ago. How can she go to the year 1900 and be on a jury when she doesn't live in that year? And I explained it to her, and she's worried.
What's she worried about?
She's worried.
Is she worried she's
going
to walk into the courtroom and everybody's...
She's
going to be from 1900?
Why did she get a notice for the year 1900? We haven't invented time
travel. It's a glitch in a system. And
Lady, she got a thing for 1900. So guess what? She can figure it's for the year 2000. If that's the worst problem we got...
some
jackball's going to look at that and go, well, I guess I don't have jury duty because it says 1900.
I mean, in Charlotte, like...
Well,
the major stores in Charlotte are like Food Lion... major grocery stores,
Food
Lion, like that. Yeah, and like six months ago, these people were Y2K compatible. They've been working on this thing for like 2 years.
Well, I don't know what you're supposed to wear. I don't know.
So what, the year 1900? Get yourself something high button. It might be great. Thank you very much for your call. So what if they got something from 1900? So she looks at it and she's, oh, I guess I got jury duty for the year 2000.
It doesn't say that, Phil.
Well, she can assume that they meant 2000. It doesn't say that. Salt Lake City on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Okay. I want to ask the hair puller why she didn't just fill her milk cartons at home with water. I mean, why did you even bother?
Fill my milk cartons with what? With tap water? I'm sorry. No.
Pardon me?
With what? With tap water?
Well, if it's a survivalist, don't you have some kind of filter?
No. We don't drink tap water, do you?
I love my tap water.
Well,
Rocky Mountain tap water.
So you think.
I've been alive 59 years and I'm still going strong, but I don't understand why you didn't find
the water. Well, then why didn't you turn your radio down?
Yourself?
Then why didn't you turn your radio down when he told you to?
Pardon me?
Why didn't you turn your radio down?
I don't have a radio on.
Does
that have anything to do with what we're talking
about? You're lying, because I can hear your radio on.
But I think is so sad is that you're the kind of woman
that
gives women such a bad name.
No, I didn't.
It's so embarrassing.
You're the one that didn't turn a radio down.
You're an embarrassment.
And now you're lying about it.
To women. Really are.
I protect my family.
Do you protect your family? I
protect
your
my children.
Family. They need
I protect
protection
my boys.
From you.
I've got the water for them. And it's not your Rocky Mountain slop. It's good, clean water.
You poor excuse.
Turn your radio down.
It's just really
Turn your radio down.
Nothing's going to happen. I know you're going to be very disappointed on New Year's Day, but
nothing's going to happen.
You're still going to be alive.
Ma'am, would you turn your radio down so she'll quit asking me for you to turn your radio... Hello? She hung up.
What a filthy liar. She said she didn't have
her... Okay, give it up. She had her radio on fine. She lives in Salt Lake City.
She may want to drink the crap that comes out of her tap. She may... I'm sure she's the kind of woman that sucks out of a garden hose. Not my family. And besides, she's pretty old, so she won't be missed.
But, well, that was uncalled for.
Well, it's true.
Well, it was still uncalled for.
Well, it's still true.
Greenville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to ask the woman, does she believe in God?
Mm-hmm. What?
Do you believe in God?
No.
You don't believe in God?
No, I do not.
Okay.
Okay.
Not at all.
No.
Are you an atheist?
Am I what?
You're an atheist?
What's that?
Someone who doesn't believe in God.
What? I guess that's me.
So how do you believe, how do you think you're created? You just
how do I think I was created?
Yeah.
I don't know. Doesn't
don't
matter.
Know? I thought yeah, we it does matter.
Mr. Henry, were we talking about Y2K?
Yes.
Well, could you stick to the point, please?
I am sticking to the point.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You're
you
babbling.
Think that just a couple of bottles of water is going to save your life?
You're babbling.
You think you're better than everybody else? That you think that you should repopulate the earth?
Yes. As a matter of fact,
well, there is a God, okay?
Well,
and
no,
he can decide.
No, there is
saved.
No. There is no God.
Yes, there is.
It's every man for himself, and I will repopulate the earth.
Okay.
I'll tell you how I was created, by the way, in the back of a Vega. In 1955.
Oh, that's the way everybody was created?
That's how I was created.
Okay, and so
for you,
I
don't know. You, it might have been a truck stop.
Yeah.
Well, where do you think?
I'm sorry, my
okay,
parents
what
loved each other.
Well, that's fine. They might have loved each other in a truck stop.
Okay, what is the point of all of this?
That's
what is the point of
saying.
You, ladies? What are we...
Well, Phil, she's trying to tell me that I don't have the right to decide that it's up to Steve and I and our three boys to repopulate the earth.
Well, what do you mean your three boys?
My three sons will select as their consorts three young women. And if this young lady was smart, she'd be one of them.
You're just absolutely insane.
Why am I insane that I am making precautions for the future and all you can do is babble about God? God helps those who help themselves. I thought that's what I heard you
people
say.
I do. I do help myself.
Okay. Have you gotten your bottled water?
Yes, but I don't think that I should, that I'm better than myself than everybody else, that I have to go and steal somebody else's water and fight for it.
I'm not stealing it. I bought it.
But you're limited to one. I work in a retail store.
You're talking
same
pretty
thing,
fast.
I understand what limits are.
You're talking pretty fast. Are you on crank?
No.
Okay.
I just came home from work.
All right, I was just checking.
Yeah.
Are you on crank?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
What the hell are you on?
High on life, honey.
Yeah,
I'm high
on life. How old are you?
I'll bring it. How old am I?
Yeah.
Old enough to know.
Oh, so you don't want to say your age.
I'm old enough to know.
You don't.
I'll tell you what right now, though. I'm old enough to bring it.